You are listening to the Unity Now podcast featuring the Reverend Sean Birch, the pastor of Spirit of Unity Baptist Church in Roanoke, Virginia. In this podcast, you will hear powerful messages from Pastor Birch and other ministers that tell of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These messages will inspire, challenge, and help you grow in your relationship with God. I hope you're ready. I know I am. Let's be blessed by today's message.
From Acts, the 4th chapter, and the 7th verse. Acts 4 and 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" And we want to talk this morning from the subject, self-knowledge. Thank you, self-knowledge. Self-knowledge. We need to know who we are. Beyond what's on our birth certificate or our driving license. Beyond what's stamped on our high school diplomas, degrees. We need to know who we are. We need to know who we are, not who people say that we are. Because people will say anything and everything. One day they'll put you up on a pedestal, and before nightfall, they'll cut the pedestal down. So we need to know who we are. Within ourselves, we need to know that we know that we know that we know who we are. And we need to let the world know who we are. So who are we? We're Christians.
Amen.
And they were called Christians first at where? Antioch. So we need to let the world know that we're Christian. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? I think I lost a couple of y'all there. That we are Christian. That for God we live and for God we die.
Amen.
We need to let the world know not only that who we are, but who we belong to.
All right.
Amen?
Amen.
We may belong to sororities and fraternities. We may belong to political parties. But all that comes in the naught if you don't know who you really belong to.
All right.
Amen?
Amen.
Because the best our groups, our cliques, can do is give a resolution at our funeral. Amen? But after the funeral is over, after you've drawn your last breath, that's what's going to matter whose you are.
Amen.
Because your group, your clique, your clan can't get you into heaven.
Yeah.
On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground sink and sink. Because we know who we are and whose we are, we have certain values that governs our lives. We don't just let anything go on and stand by and say it's okay. If someone is treating someone wrong in our presence, we have the obligation to stand up and to correct them and to let them know what they're doing is not on, is not right, but not only that, but it's not godly. All right. When we talk about we're Christian, we can't act any and every kind of way. We're supposed to have godly principles guiding our lives. We got to have godly guidelines that allows us to make decisions and to motivate us to do what's right. It's not always easy, but Christian principle guides us into doing what's right. When we have self-knowledge, we have the strength, the ability, the skill, the talent, the loyalty, and the respect for others, because God empowered us to respect ourselves.
All right.
Some of us don't respect ourselves. Because we don't respect ourselves, we don't respect anybody else. Peter, John went up to the temple. And there was a man sitting at the gate called Beautiful, asking them for money. Peter and John looked at one another and knew they were broke. Amen. Now, you know when you broke. Amen. Nobody don't have to tell you when you're broke. Amen. You know when you broke. And they said, silver and gold have we none. But in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man stood up and he started jumping and shouting and leaping, because he had been that way from his birth. Looked like folk would have been happy, because they wouldn't have to give him nothing anymore, because now he has activities of his limbs and now he can earn a living. But there was some folk that don't want to see you blessed. There are some folk want to leave you at a crippled state so they can say, we can help you, and they ain't going to do not much at all. They're not going to do much. They're just talking about it. You call them and say, I need a few dollars. I run out of gas. I need it. Well, man, you know you should have watched where you were driving. They're not going to do much. They just want to talk about what they're going to do. And you need a little something. You say, man, cut me off a little something. Man, I ain't got enough for me. But then the second breath, they talk about they're going to help everybody. We love the Lord. But when you come to them, they won't help you at all. Religious folk got angry. Because the man was healed. And they called Peter and John in and seized them and locked them up and said, we're going to talk to them tomorrow. Let them sleep over it overnight. The next day, they took them in and they said, by what manner? What power?
All right.
Whose name have you done this? Look at what they asked now. By what ability and what authority are you doing what you did? You know what they're saying? We didn't authorize it. Church folk, religious folk, you out doing some work that we didn't authorize. Why are you doing what you're doing? You don't need a committee meeting to do ministry. Ministry, God bubbles up on the inside of you, and you simply do it because God gave it to you to do. whose name we didn't sanction it. Sanhedrin didn't sanction it. The Essenes didn't sanction it. The Pharisees didn't sanction it. So whose name did you do this in? You just can't be going around willy-nilly and doing stuff. You got to have something behind you. You got to have us behind you that when you get in trouble, we can bail you out. You need us. And then secondly, why did you do it? How did you do it? In whose name did you do it? And why did you do it? Who gave you the authority? Who told you that you could do what you did? Why did you do it? The apostles' response was, first of all, it says that they were filled with the Holy Ghost. We ain't got no business talking to nobody. The Holy Ghost didn't unction us. Amen. You know why? Because we're going to make a mess of things. The Holy Spirit didn't tell us what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. We're going to make a mess of stuff. So first of all, they was filled. Well, what does that mean, preacher? What does that mean? It means that they were controlled by the Holy Ghost. They were controlled, not just part of them, but all of them. And we want to compartmentalize the Holy Spirit. We just want him to do what we want him to do. And we want to do everything that we want to do. And when he does what he does and we do what we do, we think it's all right. But they were controlled by the Spirit. They yield to Christ's desires, not their own. They were submissive to the presence and the power of God. Everything that was in their lives that could hinder God, they cast it out. Amen. And we got to understand, brothers and sisters, that we got to do some casting out. Amen. We want Benny Hinn to cast it out. But we got to do some casting out. We can tell Satan to stop. He don't have to have dominion in our lives. All we got to do is tell him to stop. In the name of Jesus. And he gonna flee. They spoke. They gave utterance for what they had done. And they asked him, how did you do it? Because we know y'all didn't do it on your own. Because you're ignorant and unlearned me. So how in the world can you do what you did? They said, well, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth,
all right.
The one that you crucified on a cruel cross, the one that God raised from the dead, the one that was the chief cornerstone, the one that brought salvation to the world. But I want to tell you today that not only did he heal the man, but he brought salvation to his home. And that's all I stop by to tell you today. Spirit of unity, healing is good. Feeding is good. Supplying clothes is good. But it's no good if you don't have salvation involved. Ain't that right? Well, what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying if we feed in, we know more than a restaurant or a grocery store. If salvation is not involved, if we're healing folk, we're no more than a doctor's office or CVS. If you don't have salvation involved, if you don't have salvation involved, we're spinning our wheels. Ain't that right? I just stopped by to tell you today, on your fifth anniversary, that you know the one, and I know y'all know him. He was born of a Virgin Mary. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. Ain't that right? Do you know him this morning? Not only did he do that, but they marched him up Golgotha's hill. Yes, they did. And they stretched him wide, they lifted him high. He died on Calvary's cross. Yes, he died. Somebody said that he didn't die, he was just in a coma. But I stopped by to tell you, when they came to the cross to break his legs, they declared that he's already dead. Ain't that right? But I like what Jesus said. Nobody took my life, but I gave my life that there might be life everlasting. I stopped by to tell him when he died on Calvary, he laid his head in the locks of his shoulders. And he said, Father, into thy spirit I commend my spirit, into your hands I commend my spirit. He died on Calvary. Didn't he die? Yes, he died. But that's not the end of it. They laid him in Joseph's new tomb. Yes, they did. But early he stayed there. Friday night he stayed there. All day Saturday he stayed there. Saturday night, but early, 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 early Sunday morning, you know what happened? The Bible said that he rose from the grave, but you know what we say? He got up, he got up, he got up with all power in his hands. I just stopped by to tell you, when the road gets rough, I just want you to remember he got up with all power in his hands. When dark clouds come, just remember he got up with all power in his hands. When storm clouds gather, just remember he got